We're still getting hit hard in the wallet. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A deflating report on rising consumer prices, offering no relief at the grocery store or the gas pump.
The White House is saying the president's using every tool at his disposal to bring inflation under control. Now, the message here has been month over month inflation is slowing, but that is not the case in this latest report. So year over year, we know it's at a 40-year high at the moment, 7.5%. Month over month, inflation leveled off at 0.6%. That's the same as last month.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence at the White House. President Biden says his proposals that stalled in the Senate would help lower costs for families, including prescription drug prices.
Bringing down the cost of health care, bringing down the cost of prescription drugs is an easy thing for us to do.
The president visiting a swing district in Virginia as he takes pieces of his domestic agenda back on the road. Police warning a convoy of truckers in Canada. They can be arrested for blocking streets, but the protest over COVID mandates continues nearly 2 weeks after it started in Ottawa, where there's a party atmosphere at times. Fox's Molly Line is there.
Protesters here on the ground, they have been struggling to feel heard by the Trudeau government, by the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and also by the media here in Canada. They say they feel like they've been painted in a poor light, and they're pushing back against accusations of racism or extremism in their ranks.
Meantime, a fourth day of disruptions on the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. Ford, GM, and other companies scaling back production on both sides of the border. The Windsor City Council today signing off on seeking an injunction to end what it calls an illegal occupation. What amounts to a victory for the Me Too movement in the U.S. Senate. A bill aimed at ending forced arbitration wins final approval. It's heading to President Biden's desk. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Masks are coming off in another state. Nevada's Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak rescinding the mandate.
Let me be clear. The state will no longer require masks in public places, but employers and school and organizations, including school districts, may set their own policies.
And he urges respect for people who choose to keep wearing masks. For casinos, the change does not take effect immediately. State regulators say an industry notice will be sent to notify licensees of the change. Evacuations along the Southern California coast, but no damage after a wildfire erupted.
The outlook now is positive. The weather's improving. Winds are down. They have all the resources they need here because it's the only fire in California. Compare that with 4 a.m. This brush fire exploded, 50-mile-an-hour winds, no rain for 6 weeks in a wilderness area. All it needed was a spark.
But Fox's William Lajeunesse says the water drops started before dawn. The fire's been about 5% contained. There's a big deal in the NBA as a basketball star changes teams. Again,
for the second time in just over a year, former NBA MVP James Harden has been traded. So much for the big three in Brooklyn. James Harden had joined Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in a trade from Houston last January. The Nets, though, never found consistent chemistry that translated to potential domination that may have been envisioned when they made the deal to get Harden. Today, the Brooklyn Nets beat the NBA trade deadline by agreeing to deal Harden along with Paul Millsap to the Philadelphia 76ers, who part ways with a player who had been trying to get on a new team since last season ended. Ben Simmons, who hasn't played this season. The Nets get not only Simmons, but also Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, and two first-round draft picks. Jared Max, Fox News.
Wall Street goes back to wondering exactly what the Fed is going to do about inflation. The Dow drops 526 points today. The NASDAQ tumbling more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.